This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
One, two, three.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. This show's about your health and your life. Go to our website. You can go to teamlifestyle.com. Find out more information about how to improve your life. Change it. Go to the next level. Whatever you're struggling with, you can find there at the web. Also, our new TV show, getting ready to launch. Get ready for that. All the information will be on the web. Obesity, now they're saying, may be a little hard on your hearing, a new study says. One in six women are reporting having hearing loss during the study that they just did recently. Researchers studied about 68,000 women at Harvard Nurses Health. And they did this for a period of about 10 years, and they looked at higher body mass index, which is, or larger waist circumference, and they had a higher risk for hearing issues. So women who were obese with a BMI between 30 and 39 were 17% to 22% more likely to report hearing loss than women whose BMI was less than 25. So waist size was also kind of an issue with this. And it was tied to it. So women with waist larger than 34 inches were about 27% more likely to report hearing loss than women with waist under 28 inches. So the waist size remained a risk factor for hearing loss even after researchers factored in the effects of having a higher BMI, suggested that carrying a lot of belly fat might actually impact hearing, they said. So the differences remained even after researchers controlled other factors that were known to affect hearing, like cigarette smoking or the use of certain medications and the quality of a person's diet. One thing that seemed to change the relationship a little bit was exercise. So when researchers factored physical activity into the equation, the risk for hearing loss, it dropped. And women who walked for four more hours a week saw their risk for hearing loss drop almost by 15%. The findings were published in the December issue of the American Journal of Medicine, and the study showed not only the association, however, didn't prove that the obesity directly harms hearing. The ear, they say, is highly metabolically active. So that means it's really dependent on having an adequate blood supply. Dr. Sharon Curran, who's an instructor in medicine at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston, said the obesity can compromise blood flow by narrowing blood vessels. And people who are obese also are more likely to have high blood pressure, which is another condition that can hamper the blood flow. So interesting. So the obesity and factors that obesity brings may compromise blood flow to the cochlea, which is a hearing chamber, basically in the middle ear. And Curran said the lack of blood flow could prevent the cochlea from restoring itself after damage, gradually diminishing function. Can you imagine that? So your weight gain may be a constant issue with what's going on with your overall hearing. So if you started getting decreases or some minimalization in that, that could be some of the issue there. Wentzman said that, he said, I think there's a reason to begin to think this is a problem associated with obesity. If there's a strong correlation, you might want obese kids or adults to have problems with their weight also consistently have their ears checked and their hearing tested. I think it's a good idea. Interesting to see the correlations, that's for sure. Powerful. 888-283-7272. Give me a call or go online to the website. Go to teamlifestyle.com. Let's go to the phones and talk with Brenda. Hi, Brenda.
I have H. pylori, a bacteria in my stomach, and I was just wondering if I might have any natural remedies for that.
And the H. pylori, which is a challenge within itself, no doubt about it. One of the best things you can do, really, with H. pylori, I mean, typically they can cause ulcers, one of the main things that they do. But H. pylori, really, there's some great natural ways. Antibiotics have been used for years to be able to get rid of it. But if you look at bismuth, and looking in the, even in the standard medical text, in the old days, it talked about how bismuth salts can be quite a help in dealing with H. pylori and helping to kill that off. So you can take a peek at that. But, yeah, the H. pylori can be a real challenge. But, yeah, bismuth salts can work great. Ionic silver can work great as well. Standard medical treatment does work well, though. So your antibiotic treatment, the combination, they do a first and second line with that therapy your primary care physician can do that can do, and you can knock it out pretty quickly. So it depends on if you want to go the natural route or the standard medical route and put the two together. But they both can work very, very well. All right, 888-283-7272. Give me a call right now. Or go to the lines, call us now, or, of course, you can hit the website. Now, they're saying that traumatic events can be more stressful to people. And I find that interesting as well. So people that have gone through any kind of traumatic event, whatever it might be, can have significant damage to them. The psychological impact, like, for example, terrorist attacks, just for example, extended beyond the communities through the media and whatnot, can actually affect the psychology in so many people. And, of course, people who watch more than 4 hours a day of 9/11 in the Iraqi war, related television coverage in the weeks after the attacks and the start of the war reported, had post-traumatic stress symptoms over time. They actually had that. They were listed and went to the doctors and saw that. This was in a formal study. So Dr. Corin Silver, to those who watched this, was a little bit, they were concerned, they said, as noted here, because of the physician-diagnosed physical health ailments about 2 to 3 years later. Social media came on the scene after September 11th and has made it easier for people to engage with news coverage and get news as it's actually breaking. So the media exposure now is more than just television. So you got TV, radio, print, and then you have Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. So the Boston Marathon bombing study was done, and they looked at that. Cohen Silver and her co-author, E. Allison Holman, who's a PhD and associate professor of nursing and science at the University of California, Irvine, wanted to see if there was a connection between prolonged media exposure to the Boston Marathon bombing and acute stress. So the researchers also looked at how direct versus indirect marketing exposure to the bombings affected stress symptoms. And the direct exposure included being at or near the marathon itself or knowing someone who was present at the event or was injured or killed in the bombings. So if you look at also the other ones like Sandy Hook, in those studies, social media and the online news affected people as well and increased stress levels. That's interesting. I mean, what we expose ourselves to will affect our psychology. Because remember, health is mental really more than it is anything else. I mean, with the CDC saying about 85% of what we struggle with is mental and emotional. I mean, literally, the root cause of all our disease is mental and emotional. It's amazing. So what we expose ourselves to, the relationships we have, the media that we expose ourselves to can make a big difference in our long-term health. So guard yourself, guard your surroundings carefully. Make sure you put the right influences around you for optimal health. 888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room.
Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah. No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio, next.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over three decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both notice that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Call now 888-283-7272.
Or visit America's Lifestyle Coach online.
7272.
And get help online at oncallradio.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Check us out on the web. Go to teamlifestyle.com. A lot of atrial fibrillation is a big topic. A lot of people struggle with it. And, you know, having to do with the heart, you always want to make sure that you're doing the right thing as far as supporting the body. And there's several tips that you can do to make sure that, you know, you get the right help when you're dealing with this. And atrial fibrillation is quite a big deal. So we'll go through a couple things that can help with you as well. So number one, jogging is a big one. So anybody that deals with atrial fibrillation or AFib, as we call it, exercises that are too intense or require too much endurance may be dangerous for some people with atrial fibrillation. You always want to check with your doctor, of course, before starting any kind of program. But if you deal with any kind of issue with AFib, if your HDLs are not where they need to be, those are your good cholesterol, the good guys. When you exercise, like jogging, walking, whatever, that can help tremendously. So it can really help get your levels where they need to be. Now, that's one thing I would look at. Now, the other one is with walking. Just a basic walking. I mean, 10 to 15 minute sessions. I like 20 minutes. I think it's really good. It can help atrial fibrillation tremendously. The other one is cycling. Cycling is another big one. And so with exercise safety advantages, cycling can be quite a help. So riding a bike, that sort of thing, can be somewhat helpful too. Swimming is another one. So if you're big on swimming, that's, you know, I like it because it's easy on the joints. And, you know, with being easy on the joints, that's one thing you can do. Swimming, and just take your pace, you know, go to your YMCA or community swimming pool. Maybe have someone work with you. Maybe have a partner go with you. Or you can do water aerobics. That's another great one. You can get in there and they have classes that you can do. But that's one thing that I would definitely look into. Swimming is a big one for AFib and known to be quite helpful. Now, as a stress reliever, yoga. Everything's yoga. You sit there and hold your belly button and sing kumbaya. Yoga is tough if you've never done a class. And it's very, very good for the heart, very good for the brain, very good for everything involved. So I would definitely look into that. I mean, it's, like I said, yoga is just fantastic. It gets a bad rap. I get a lot of emails about it. Is it good? Is it not good? But yeah, I mean, 30 to 45 minutes on yoga, going through the stretches and the poses and all that can be great for your overall heart health. Strength training is another one that's very, very good that I like. It's been my favorite for years and years and years, but it targets all the muscles. If you're going to strength train, don't do a set or do like a bicep curl or a bench press and then sit there for 3 minutes and talk to somebody. It drives me crazy when I see people doing that. You're not getting hardly any benefit whatsoever. So you want to get in and you want to set a pace, set a time frame that you want to work out to. If it's 30 minutes and you got, you know, set your goals. Don't rest longer than about a minute in between your sets. You got to keep moving. Keep your heart rate up. Keep your cardiovascular system pumping. And really begin to push through. And it'll make a big, big difference with strength training. I mean, it just does. And it's great for building up that lean muscle tissue that your body needs. I mean, that lean mass. All of that is critical. Now, aerobic exercise machines, that's another one. And so like the treadmills and the bikes and the ellipticals, those are great too. And, you know, as you kind of go through that, you work at your pace. I mean, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, whatever it might be. All of those are very beneficial, and you can just get started. The key is getting started. And if you've got AFib, there's nutritional pieces that can help you as well. I mean, your B-complex vitamins, those are critical. And you get most of those through your vegetables. So if we're not eating a ton of vegetables, you're not getting the vitamins that your body so desperately needs. So again, that's one of those pieces that you really want to walk through. But AFib is something that can be managed, for sure. You don't have to just be stuck with it, take medicine, and hope for the best. You can be proactive and get out and make a difference. And on this show, obviously, that's what we want to empower you to do. Go to our website. Go to teamlifestyle.com. All great information there to empower your health and your life. Going to George now. Hi, George.
avocado a few years ago just to add some healthy fat to my diet. And I, you know, stopped doing it for about a month or so, and then tried to eat avocado again and got really had stomach pains. I wouldn't say was violently ill, but seemed to not agree with me anymore, and I was wondering if you knew why.
Well, it depends. Sometimes you can pick up food allergies with foods. It just, you know, depends on the kind of food and what's actually happening with that. That's a possibility. Or sometimes if your gallbladder is not working the way that it needs to, if it gets really congested, eating fats can aggravate it. And sometimes if you just have that big handful of walnuts or almonds or a big chunk of avocado, it can just kind of set it off, cause it to start cramping. Whatever it might be, and that might be an issue. So you just have to look in and have it checked out, and you know, I would just keep an eye on it. Have someone take a look at it though. If it does it again, I would test it, and I would just eat some fats by itself, and see if you start getting that pain again, or if it starts cramping. I would see your doctor if it does do that though, because a lot of times, again, whether it's avocado or not, it could be a food allergy, but many times it could just be the fat itself, and it could be low acetylcholine, too. I mean, that's another one that can happen. We've got Sam over in New Jersey wants to know. He says, recently I've been dealing with high levels of anxiety. He says, I wake up in the morning, anxious, heart racing, and it progresses throughout the day. What do you think that could be? Well, there's a big tip I could tell you about anxiety. It is emotional, right? So your surroundings make a big difference. And then also, it's got a strong nutritional component to it. So from a nutritional perspective, you're dealing with GABA, and that's one of your brain chemicals, neurotransmitters. GABA is amazing. It causes you to chill out, relax, and giving your body what it needs will help you do that. Great nutritional support for GABA levels are there on the website, and our providers can help you go through that process. But there's great nutritional things. I mean, like valerian root can help raise GABA levels and stay away from a lot of the processed grains. So all those kind of little tips are there. Hope that helps. We'll be right back. Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency on more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Part of the show. Call 1-888-283-7272. You can help you online at oncallradio.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show, the show where your health is your greatest wealth. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Your health and your life, whatever it is. Realize that the body can get sick, it can also get well. That's the power of it. Amazing. Now, pets are a big deal. I've always been a big fan. Always had a dog since I was a kid. And I've watched it, though, with my own family members. Now, I've seen this, of course, in practice, and I've seen this with patients and whatnot. But I've seen the power of this in my own family. I mean, literally, how powerful it is on the mental health of family members when there's pets around. So, you know, the holidays are always a big time, family time, and it can be frenzied a little bit. And when you've got parent, you know, you've got family members, you've got you know, Aunt Susie and Grandma, and everybody gets together. They said that in a recent study with John Hopkins with the Depression and Anxiety Bulletin, there was a Dr. Karen Schwartz, and she mentioned in a recent study that nursing home residents that really don't have a lot of people, when they have a dog or a cat or someone like that, increased their sense of kind of love and acceptance, lack of loneliness, tremendously, up to 40%. And, of course, having the little dogs around, having the little animals around, And they said that when they weighed their options in, when they felt lonely, would they want a person or if they wanted an animal, they always picked the animal. That's interesting if you think about it. You go through life, at that point, you're kind of just worn out with the whole thing. You'd rather just have a good dog that just, you know, sweet and just kind of hangs out, lets you pet him, and they just love you no matter what. There's a lot we could talk, probably take a whole hour on that topic right there. But it's interesting, though, and if you've seen that, I mean, if you've ever watched it for yourself, I've seen so many people that are so close with their animals and their dogs, and they bring so much joy into their lives and make such a big impact in their lives. And so just the love and that they get from them. Remember, 85% of what we deal with is emotional. So if that's the case, our emotional states make a huge difference in our overall health. And so your environment that you create around you can help tremendously with that. So just something to think about. I mean, if you go through loneliness or you're going through somewhat tough time, or if you have elderly family members, consider talking to them. Even if they're in nursing homes, consider talking to them about, you know, what they need. If they feel lonely, what you can put in their lives. I mean, if the possibility of having pets, if that's even possible where they live or where they reside, that can make a big difference. Or having one at your home and you bring over to visit with them. Maybe it's someone they become fond of, like a dog or a cat or just some type of family pet, that can make a big difference. So I just would look into that just a little bit. It's from the studies that are out there and topics on it, really, really is powerful on how it can help people. 888-283-7272. Give us a call. You can check us out online, too. Don't forget, you can go to teamlifestyle.com. We're going to go to the phones and talk with Tommy. Hi, Tommy.
I am 53 years old. My health challenge is hypertension. I just finished reading a book that espouses a plant-based diet completely for control of cardiovascular disease. I also have type 2 diabetes and a very rich family history of heart attacks and stroke. In fact, lost my little brother when he was 44 from a heart attack. So I've been trying to find ways to improve my health. I do exercise almost daily. I'm 6'3", 230 pounds, but it's mostly lean muscle. But I just read in a book that I am not supposed to take any supplements whatsoever. So I just wanted to know how true that was. And are there supplements that can help with hypertension?
Yeah, there are. I'm not a big no supplement guy by any means. I think that we don't get enough out of our foods. I do think you need to get as much whole and organic-based foods that you can put in your body. That's for sure. But I don't think we get everything we need many times because our soil is so depleted, and it can be very challenging to get the right kind of nutrition in on a regular basis. So I think eating the right kind of foods and getting the right nutrition in is the key. So, you know, with that said, supplements can help. I mean, we know from niacinamide and versions of niacin can help with blood pressure. There's certain amino acids, L-arginine and L-citrulline. Those can be quite helpful as well. So, I mean, there's all kinds of documentation and research, you know, that shows that it's kind of a big deal. And supplementation, fish oil, you've got so much research on fish oil to be able to help with cardiovascular health. It's amazing. But when it comes down to hypertension, there's some top foods you can look into. Number one, beets are really good. So beet juice, if you want to juice the beets, they're fantastic. Garlic has been known forever to help with hypertension and cardiovascular disease. That's one that can help. And stress levels are a big one, too. So if you have a lot of mental stress, work stress, whatever it is, finding ways to have that stress management is quite important. So I would look for that, ways to just, you know, unplug and kind of disengage from whatever you've got going on that tends to be the higher levels of stress in your life. That's a big deal. So that's a big one. Now, as far as foods go, though, and back to it, your exercise that you said every single day is important. Jumping up and down on a mini trampoline, that's another great way to really get your health where it needs to go. I mean, that in itself, they've done numerous studies on just with rebounding. I mean, alone that have been amazing. So the whole rebounding concept is just extremely important. So working on that, keeping that as a focus, that's going to help you tremendously. Just getting that exercise in, eating the right kind of foods. And don't forget onions, the purple onions, they're great too. They've got these components in the onions that can help with blood pressure related issues. So there's a lot out there. Supplements, I don't agree with none, because I think that getting in your B vitamins, especially vitamin B3, the niacinamide or the niacin, can help with blood pressure. I mean, it's just proven. It can help with cholesterol. There's the vitamin E, which can be very helpful. So I wouldn't really let all that weigh in. I would take in some of the other natural approaches too, because both of those combined can help tremendously. But make sure to stay on the exercise. Out of all of this, we know for a fact that exercise helps tremendously with hypertension. It's a big deal. 888-283-7272. TeamLifestyle.com. Mandy, we're going to you next. How can I help?
I'm having some weird chest pains, I guess. It's like a dull pain in the upper left chest area, but it's moving and it comes and goes. And it's been happening for the last few weeks, and it was here before, I guess about 3 months ago. So that's the question. I'm just curious what it is. I've had my heart rate and everything, and at least that checked out and I was fine. But I'm wondering if it's some kind of lung infection or what. So.
Okay. Well, again, it could be, and that's why you want to get all the tests done, just to make sure. And a lot of times, if you're having kind of cramping, depends on if it's like a cramping or a sharp pain. Cramping can be angina, which is just a very basic non-related issue for the heart. It's more the muscle itself having more of the cramping around the chest muscles and the heart. I would get that checked out though. Let them run the test, EKGs and everything. Also, I would get second opinions, and I would find someone that does more alternative healthcare, complementary, natural-based healthcare. Have them take a peek at it and see what all the tests are showing, because at the end of the day, that matters. At the end of the day, you want to make sure. And a lot of times, mineral deficiencies can be the root cause of it as well. So looking at magnesium, potassium, those sorts of things, they can help. And I would get that checked out first. So get that looked at. Have someone check into it. And if you want to create kind of an eating plan, an anti-inflammatory-based diet is going to help. And, of course, my book talks a lot about that. We've got a free ebook that's going to be coming up on the website you can check out that's going to be helping you just with your overall dietary plan. All of that can be beneficial, and you can check that. But anti-inflammatory-type eating, lowering the inflammation in the body, good lean quality proteins, low glycemic carbohydrates in the form of fruits and vegetables, and your good healthy fats, all that's critical. It lays a great foundation for what you're looking for. All right, hope that helps. 888-283-7272. Our food for the hour is peppermint. Now, if you've ever heard peppermint tea, that's one of my favorites. Love it. But you know, especially around the holiday time, I just love the taste and smell of peppermint. But it really helps with stomach issues, people that have a lot of nausea, upset stomach, irritable bowel type syndrome. There were studies done at Harvard that showed a tremendous benefits from using peppermint in teas or just peppermint itself to help with the GI tract. It helps to curb cravings too. It can really help with a lot of carbohydrate type cravings if you add peppermint into your normal diet. It also eases the tension on headaches. So if you've got stress headaches, anxiety-based headaches, peppermint can really do a number on that. It also can boost concentration as well. It can kind of increase and perk up your mental ability as well, and also can relieve stuffy nose. So the menthol aspect of it can really go through and help support kind of unclogging those sinuses. So a lot of great things peppermint oil and peppermint can do in general to support your health. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
This is Ted Brewer from HealthMasters.com. Many of you have heard me over the years on stations and around the country speaking on the top 10 foods never to eat. Today's health tip is stress is a killer, and it produces a hormone called cortisol. High levels of cortisol can be deadly, so I am proud to introduce to you my newest product, Cortisol Buster. We have taken a combination of three purity-tested adaptogenic herbs that can help take the bite out of stress. These clinically studied herbs have been used for thousands of years to help strengthen and rejuvenate the body. In one study, libido was increased in both men and women, plus fertility increased. On top of that, strength, endurance, and testosterone increased. Another study showed that these herbs helped to reduce anxiety and promote a sense of well-being. So if you want to help combat the ravages of stress, go to healthmasters.com to order your bottle of Cortisol Buster. Use coupon code GCN for special pricing. One more thing. If you like this health tip, go to healthmasters.com to get information on my daily one-hour commercial-free national news and health talk show.
Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454. Or visit PIJIMedia.com. That's PIJIMedia.com. And use promo code 1191.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Connect with the show online on callradio.com. Go on, call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, whatever it is, realize that the body can get sick, you can also get well. Quote for the day comes from Buddy Hackett. He says, as a child, my family's menu consisted of two choices. I love this. He said, take it or leave it. So eat it. Or just keep on being hungry. Now, if you need to clear your head, some of this is really important. Well, sleep is really important. I can't even express how important it is to the overall scheme of our health. And rest, resting the body, and going through cycles of rest is so important for our overall mental health and emotional health. It's critical. So, what we know for a fact, there's basically a system called lymphatic system, and it's the brain's kind of janitorial service. It gets rid of everything. Scientists have discovered that the size of our cells in the brain actually decrease in time. So as time goes on, right, our brain, you know, it deteriorates like everything else, but once we fall asleep, the brain goes to work cleaning house. So that's when it goes to clear out the toxins and the byproducts and the waste. And by doing that, the cleanup isn't the only thing that's going on. It says, you can also, your brain goes through like a defragmentation, kind of like in a computer. It defrags everything. So it puts memories into the right places, and they can be recalled later. And it goes in. It all also does spring cleaning. And it goes in and gets rid of the things we don't really need. But it's a big deal, because as neurological conditions can begin, there are certain toxins that build up with amyloid beta, which this toxin is, it affects Alzheimer's disease. And when a person's awake, the brain has to perform many functions that it's set aside during sleep. But when sleep happens, it can shut all that other stuff down and go in and begin to work on what needs to be worked on with the brain. So it's important that, you know, obviously we get the kind of sleep that we need. And it's critical. I mean, I can tell you that you go through time periods, I'm sure we all have, where you don't sleep as much. If you have a lot going on, when you're a student in medical school, you don't sleep at all. I mean, you're living on coffee and tea and trying to keep yourself, you know, focused and eating as healthy as you can and studying like crazy because it's so much information. But, you know, again, you can't maintain that kind of pace for a long period of time. Your body has to rejuvenate. You have to sleep. And stress management is such a key. It is, you know, your body kind of hits break points. And if you don't get enough rest, then those break points are going to come a lot faster because it's in that time of balance the body needs to repair. And if we don't have that, we don't do that, the body can't reach the level it can't maintain. You know, it's going to break down. And that's what they're talking about here, is getting the right amount of rest so that the brain can regenerate and it can clear out everything that it needs to so that it can support our bodies in the right manner so our next day can be productive. So that's what we have to focus on. David, you're next on the phones. How can I help, my friend?
I'm calling about pressure problems. I've been taking some medicine for my high blood pressure, and it just don't seem like it works. When it do work, it makes so tired. I was wondering if they had some kind of alternate, I guess some kind of medicine, the right kind of food to eat.
Well, one thing you want to focus on, I don't know if you really want to focus, well, you can do one of two things. I guess is a better way to put it. You can go in one of two ways. You can go kind of the medical side or with the alternative side. And sometimes you have to combine both. Sometimes you have to combine both with blood pressure. I mean, the key is if your blood pressure is really high, let's say it's 180 over 110, okay, which is high, really high. You don't want to leave it there for long because it can be detrimental, very, very dangerous to your overall health. And what you want to do is you want to begin to manage that, bring it down. So medication is one of the best options. But then what else are you going to do? I mean, you don't want to just take medication forever, right? So when something's breaking down in the body, whether it's blood pressure, blood sugar, diabetes, whatever, it's a major warning sign from the body. It's like the body is on overload at that point. And you've got to really back it down and see what you can do to really support the body. And at that point, you have no option except take medication, you know, to bring it down, because you don't want to damage your kidneys, your vessels. I mean, stroke out. I mean, there's all kinds of issues that can happen with that kind of, with those kind of blood pressure numbers. Got to get to the doctor. Got to get on medication. But then your lifestyle habits, so your exercise and all of that matters. You know, getting the right amount of exercise on a regular basis. All of that is so important for blood pressure. I mean, it's one of the toughest challenges people struggle with, but they can bring it down. You really can bring that down. It's all about giving the body what it needs. You have to. And if you do that on a regular basis, the body will respond. So that's the key. But with blood pressure, yeah, it's eating a healthy diet, it's exercising, it's taking certain supplements, using regular foods like garlic, onion, turmeric, curcumin. They're all fantastic for supporting healthy blood pressure levels and blood sugar levels. So it's about stabilizing the body, giving it what it needs in, you know, on a regular basis. That's the key. If you start there, that's what's going to give you the greatest set of benefits. All right? Puts another hour in the charts. Check us out on the website. Go to teamlifestyle.com. If you missed anything on the show, you can grab information there. Also, recipes to help you along the way. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, engineer John Garrison, and the rest of the team. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor this station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Hi, this is America's Health Coach for Cherry Bundy. Do you have trouble sleeping or have aches and pains and looking for a better movement and quality of life each day? Well, now you can. Discover the powerful benefits of tart cherries with Cherry Bundy. Cherry Bundy has developed what I believe to be the best tart cherry juice on the market today. Cherry Bundy selects only the highest quality tart cherries to create a powerful tart cherry juice to help fight inflammation, improve sleep, accelerate athletic recovery, boost memory, and improve your stamina. Over 150 professional sports teams train using Cherry Bundy. That means something. Cherry Bundy is so convinced that you can live better with tart cherry juice that they have developed the 7-Day Cherry Bundy Challenge. See a difference in your health and your life in 7 days. Or your money back. Start your 7-Day Cherry Bundy Challenge risk-free at cherrybundy.com. That's cherrybundi.com. That's cherrybundy.com.